Hello, friends. Welcome to Uncle Jace's Spooky Stories.
Just kidding, they're not really that spooky. You know how sometimes those tiny little fun-sized pieces of candy can be just as good as a whole big candy bar? No, of course not. They're never better. But if you get a whole lot of them, sometimes they can be just as good. Well, today, I have a whole lot of tiny little spooky stories for you. Happy Halloween!
You think you might just go insane, the tippy-tap inside your brain. You're not crazy, don't you fear? It's just the spider in your ear.
My grandmother told me potatoes have eyes. Just something to ponder while eating your fries.
The black cat flashed across my path as fast as lightning goes. Then it was just as quickly that a crow pooped on my nose.
Daddy said to put on both my shoes before we go, but when I slipped my foot in, something nibbled at my toe!
Ew!
The mummy chased me through the house, awoken from the dead.
Next time I'll let her nap and not wrap paper around her head.
Oh, thank you.
I know when we approached the house, we called out trick or treat. But I don't think it's funny that this candy tastes like feet. I don't know what the creature was or how the thing arrived. But looking at its slimy face sent shivers down my spine. It wasn't weird the alien had different colored eyes. But it was a bit disturbing when it stared at me with five.
Your puppy's cute as he can be, but come the next full moon, a ferocious beast with big sharp teeth could be inside your room.
Little Janie played inside the tub each day till noon, while her toes began to shrivel and her fingers turned to prunes, till once she kept on shrinking from her feet up to her brain. And when her brother pulled the plug, poor Jane went down the drain.
Yeah!